The 2010 Prince William Sound oil spill prevention drill wrapped up yesterday near Valdez. The State Department of Environmental Conservation conducts spill response drills annually, and industry tanker companies are required to conduct drills every 3 years. This exercise was a multi-agency effort between DEC, the Coast Guard, and Sea River Maritime, the tanker subsidiary of ExxonMobil. Coast Guard Petty Officer David Mosley says, although this was a tabletop exercise, which means a procedural review of communications, wind and wave projections, and response chain of command, recent events highlight the importance of the drill.
The fact that there is an ongoing spill of national significance that's happening in the Gulf brings it to stark reality on just how important this type of training is and how much of a difference ongoing training and communications can make in a potential spill response.
Mosley says about 200 people participated in the exercise that simulated a collision between two vessels that triggers a spill. Gary Folly is DEC's on-scene coordinator. He says the drill went smoothly. Folly says drills that involve deployment of equipment are particularly important. Folly says because spill events are infrequent, response equipment hasn't changed much through the years because research and development dollars are hard to come by. He says boom and skimmers work well within limits.
If the seas get much beyond 6 or 7 feet, it's difficult to use containment boom, and it's difficult for skimmers to operate. And in the years that I've worked in spill response, which is actually since the 70s, it hasn't really improved a tremendous amount, I wouldn't say.
The Coast Guard's Mosley says since the 1989 Exxon Valdez spill in Prince William Sound, more than 8 billion barrels of oil have been shipped through the area.